Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
To stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Hey, it's the final hour of In This League. We made it. We did it. Hey, Mama, I made it. Made it to the end. Nothing broke yet. Knock on wood and technology. It is Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman on the Twitters and the Instagrams and the internets and lots of shows. Lots of shows. Bogman, you host multiple college shows and an IDP show when your co-host decides to join you.
That's right.
How are those going?
They're going good. Unfortunately, Gary couldn't show up for the last IDP show. He had some personal stuff going on. So I did it by myself. Didn't hear any complaints.
Oh,
so must have gone okay.
A little solo Bogman, huh?
Yeah, just how I like it. Didn't hear anything at all, though. So it could have been terrible.
That
sound you hear could be just people unsubscribing. So college football is going pretty well. I mean, college football, honestly, is almost over. We have week 13 is championship week. This is week 9.
Oh, wow. That is
over.
It is weird doing a show solo because, like, I do I do a baseball prospect show, the Prospect One, solo. And I mean, they're not all, because I'll have guests and stuff, but like 70% of the shows are probably solo. And like the not hearing stuff, like for a while I didn't hear stuff, and then I hear stuff from time to time, and it's very much appreciated. And I was doing a thing right now during the Arizona Fall League, because I'm out here and I'm, you know, lots of coverage I get to do, lots of unique stuff that, you know, a lot of other places they can get like a week's full of worth of coverage. I'm getting lots of different stuff, and I'm also doing some giveaways. So one of the giveaway things, I was like, share the podcast, give a review on iTunes, and if you're part of the Army, that alone gets you 3 entries. Pretty cool, right? So I go in and after the first contest, announce a winner who did not claim their prize, by the way. And technically, I did dictate on the podcast that they'd lose it if they didn't claim it. They didn't claim it. But I go and I read a couple reviews, and I notice, I was like, oh, look at that. I think it's got like 50 reviews on the show. 49, 5-star, 1 1-star. But they didn't leave a review. And I was
coward.
Guarantee that is somebody who does prospect coverage. I guarantee.
You think so?
I almost feel I know the culprits too. There's a couple culprits I think that it could be. You know, people that don't like us. We can make ourselves very likable. We can also make ourselves very unlikable to some people. So there's
a couple
culprits I think that that could just jump in there and, you know, give a little 1-star review to try to knock down the prospect one. Little solo podcast.
Can't stop me.
Nope. You looked at your guys' reviews lately?
No, I actually don't think I've ever.
Let's do it. Let's do it right here. Let's go.
Well, iTunes always screws up my computer. So if you want to go look.
I got it up right here. I'm going to go. Let's see. Oh, there it is right there. I just typed in ITL. ITL College Football. How truthful do you want me to be?
I guess give me the whole layout there, like how many fives, how many that.
I think it's pretty solid. You have no 1-star reviews. No 2-star reviews.
Oh.
1 3-star.
Okay.
2 4-star.
All right.
37
in a row.
5-star.
Okay.
The most
That's
recent.
Not horrible.
No, it's not bad at all. The most recent, though, you had. we need to get your college football podcast. This is the ITL college football, by the way. We need to get this one up. You've only had 2 reviews in 2018.
Yeah, you know what? I keep forgetting to ask.
Start doing it every show, because the last 2 were 2 days apart, in August. One was the best and only podcast I know for college fantasy football. All three hosts are great. 5 stars. Look at that.
Look at that. What was the name on that one?
Dude, literally, it's a it's a bunch of jumbled letters. KJBKJ.
Thank you, KGB. Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, Russian spies.
You must have paid someone to do that one.
Did we say something like political? Is that why the Russians like us? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Where you have KGB voting us up. I like that.
They're tampering with your reviews here. Should we look at Fantrax on campus college football?
Yeah. Let's say we're here. Why don't we just look at all of them? All get right. it out of the way. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off.
No. It's good. It's good. But there's a review.
This is making you happy, which I
no,
guess.
No, no, no,
okay.
no. 28 reviews.
Okay.
One star.
All right.
1 4-star.
Okay.
26 5 stars.
All right.
That's really good. That's really
good.
Did
the 1 star leave a comment?
Okay. Let me see. I'm not sure if that nor can I confirm or deny. They did not. The coward did not. Again, this is probably somebody in the same game. I bet you know who it is, Bogman. Remember that person that didn't like you?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's that person.
Yeah, I remember.
Here's the most recent. And by the way, this is the CFF on campus podcast that Bogman does on Fantrax with John Lobb and Justin.
Yeah, Justin Heisey.
The most recent review says, this is hands down the best CFF podcast. This is my first season playing college fantasy, and I've learned so much. They helped me recover from a terrible draft and keep you entertained throughout. Now, the one that's getting me, though, is the next one.
Okay.
It's the 4-star.
Okay.
By Nick Pop 126537. It says, here's the title. Great show, one big flaw.
Uh-oh.
It's a very short
Does it just say the host?
It says, great content, but that one guy laugh is obnoxious. Aw.
Well, that one guy, that could you at least guy, say who it is?
That one guy laugh is obnoxious. Or one guy's laugh is obnoxious. So now you guys are going to have to weed through it and figure out who it is.
I'm just going to assume it's me. No. I think I laugh the most. So
One big flaw. That was September 5th, by the way.
Mm.
So there you go.
All right. Well, let's do IDP if we're here.
Oh, okay. We're just doing the whole thing. Huh? All the Bogman podcasts. Let's see if I can find it. Podcasts.
Individual defensive podcast.
I just typed in IDP. Does the show not come up there?
No, I think you have to type an individual defensive podcast.
Oh, come on. We need to change that. We got some work to do then. Defensive.
I don't know that I've ever asked for a review.
Well, let's see. And, you got some here. You've got 24.
Oh, okay.
1 1-star.
All right.
1 4-star.
Okay.
22 5-star.
And comments. 1-star comment.
Let's see. Nope, only the 5-star guys. I was about to say, if you have a 4-star one where someone goes, great show, but one big flaw, we're going to know. We're going to know who the problem is. So. All right, that's fun. That was fun. There's the iTunes reviews of all Bogman show. So,
all right.
There's that. We can look at Prospect 1 real quick, and then we're going to get to real things, because Prospect 1, maybe that one guy did put in the
looking for
review.
New ones.
Yeah, 50. We got 50 on there. And yeah, all 49 5-star and 1 1-star. And
comment?
No 1-star comment. There you go.
It says F that guy.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
Great show, but one flaw. That's what that'll say. All right. So let's get into this. We are going to be looking at week 8. Last week we did the lines and we did the over unders. How did it go?
Do we need to keep doing this part?
I feel like if there was a week we were meant to do it, it would be this week.
Well, you were good on both ends. You were 8-5 against the spread, 9-4 on the over unders. Congratulations.
Wow, I
was
8-5
on the over unders and 5-8 against the spread. So what's the first game for this week? What do we got?
Oh, just moving through that quick, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
What were the records again? Just run it over one more time.
It was 8-5 and 9-4 for you. Congratulations.
What was yours?
I forgot. I don't even remember. So
great.
My
over
unders were
flaw.
8-5. So
against
the spread, I was 5-8.
All right, not great.
No.
Have we tracked what you were against the spread all year?
Yeah, I mean, I have the records from each week, I don't like, I'm not going to put them up here. I think my best week was week one, where I was 8-8.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's take a looky here at the starting with the super, super lame London game. I have nothing against London. I just have a problem with the time. Why can't they play the game like 4 hours later? Do it while the other games are going on.
I mean, like I said, the Welsh, hey, you love it when I say this. This is America. All right. This is American sport. We should not have to wake up at 6:30 a.m. in America to watch these games.
No. On the West Coast, 6:30 a.m. I don't understand why we are bringing their sport to them.
If you're not a sleeping lazy bum like me, most people are in church. So they're going to miss
church
this game
at 6:30 a.m.
Well, they're going to miss the back half of the game is what I mean. You're going to miss part of the game.
Like, I wake up like a regular, normal human being. I miss this whole game. I sleep actually a little bit later. Like, my weekends, I start sleeping until like 8:30.
Right. 8:30 is kind of late for a parent. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, parents got to put his foot down. I'm sleeping in.
You know what my favorite part about this week is?
No.
Last week of 10 a.m. games for Bogman and the Welsh, because you're we right. don't do the time change.
We don't.
After next week, and the game started at 11 for us, one more hour of sleep every Sunday.
Arizona and Hawaii, if you didn't learn anything from this episode, Arizona and Hawaii are the only two states in all of America that do not recognize time change, and they change the zones. We physically change time zones. So we go from Pacific Standard to Mountain Standard, and that's what ends up happening. And it always begs a big question, why in God's name do we still do the time zone thing? Why do we do any of the time changing for farmers? They know what time it is. They don't need extra daylight. We have the technology, amazingly, that it works. We have the technology to dictate when the sun is going to happen.
We can rebuild him.
We can.
We have the technology.
We have technology that can lie to us about storms and tell us when storms are going to come and when they really won't. We don't need the time change thing. It is such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I'm over it. So I'm over the. I mean, we don't do it anyway. Luckily, finally, I know 1 year. When it was spring forward, my phone did do the spring forward thing. So I set my alarm for the next day. I was going to a spring training game, and don't know why I can't talk right now.
I was about to say, you are struggling.
But so anyway, I woke up at like, you know, the spring training game started like, I don't know, 1 or whatever. And I was working late nights then. So I worked till like 3 a.m. So I went to bed at like 5, and then I woke up an hour earlier than I had to because my stupid phone did the spring forward thing. Like, I'm looking at my phone, then I'm looking at my microwave. I'm like, what is wrong here? My phone says 9, but my stupid microwave says 8. And I realized it was still 8. I woke up an hour earlier than I had to.
We almost make it worse for ourselves in Arizona because, like, you got to – like yes, we don't change our clocks and stuff like that.
But you got to make sure everything says Arizona time.
Every show is now an hour later, and that affects – like, I do updates on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network on Sundays with Corey and Gabe. That's an hour later for me now on my time zone. Also, if you happen to host a podcast or a radio show and you book guests, you have to make sure that you speak to them in Mountain Standard time now. Like in Eastern is Mountain Standard too. It's a whole thing. No one cares about it. You guys all just change your clock backs and make a big deal about it. Like it's all about you when it's all about us.
I also read before we move on that I think when you gain an hour and people get to sleep in an extra hour, it's there's like less traffic to the hospitals. But the day that you lose an hour, like the average in heart attacks and strokes jumps up a ton.
Really?
Because people miss that hour of sleep and feel like, you know, feel terrible and have
heart attacks and strokes on podcasts.
Yeah, apparently. And can't speak. I'm going to take the Jaguars.
I don't understand why they can't just play it a little bit later so it lines up with everything else. But Philly is favored by 3. The over-under is 43. Jaguars, they are sticking with Blake Bortles, who is accepting being the scapegoat. Blake Bortles got 1,700 yards, only 9 touchdowns on the year. Led still by TJ Yeldon with his massive 327 rushing yards. But this is game 1 for Carlos Hyde. So what do you think here? What do you think about Hyde and Bortles in this London matchup? Bortles is Mr. London.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if this game was in Jacksonville, if it was in Philly, I think I would just immediately say Philly and walk away. But
you have Philly to consider that Bortles is like the Beatles in London.
Well, you have to consider the experience of going to London for the Jaguars team. You know, it's a brutal trip. That's why most teams get the bye week after this game. So this is why, like, I think the line would be bigger if it was in Jacksonville. Don't you? Don't you think it'd be like Philly by 5 or Philly by 6 if it was in Jacksonville? But because of the traveling, and Philly doesn't have to do it usually once a year, and Jacksonville does it every single year, that they have to benefit from that, right?
I mean, I see your logic. I'm not sure. Like, I know people are getting off of Blake Bortles, but the defense still carries the Jags so much. They just brought in Carlos Hyde to kind of bolster that offense a little bit. I'm not sure it would be 6, like maybe 4.5 max for me, but anything higher, I guess I would be a little bit surprised.
It's still a long trip from Philly to Jacksonville.
Yeah. There's still the defense there, but yeah, London definitely, it comes into play here. So, I mean, are you leaning Jacksonville?
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm going to take, and it's more about the football in this thing than the travel. It's the things that Jacksonville does well on offense, running the ball, it doesn't match up well with Philly. Philly's very good against the run. I believe they're number 2 in the league in stopping the run. And Jacksonville, just Bortles hasn't had it. You know, and I don't think Cody Kessler is going to save them. So for me, it's more about, I don't know how many points Jacksonville is going to be able to score. Philly's defense is good. So I'm going to take Philly, and I'm going to go with the under on this one.
Yeah, I think we both agree on the under, by the way. The under, I know. But I just, with all that traveling, 2 stud defenses, I mean, contrarian look is obviously there's going to be 68 points that are going to be scored in the game. But I'm going to go with the under, and I'm going to go with Philly, too. I'm going to agree with you on that one. We have got more games here, but we're going to go to break here in a second. So we've got to cover the rest here. By the way, bye weeks for you guys to monitor, important ones, the Falcons, the Cowboys, the Titans, and the Chargers. None of those 4 teams are going to be going down. And we got this London game that we talked about. So when we come back, we are going to go through the normal slate, the slate that you'll be awake for and you'll be watching. Right. Though I suppose you East Coasters, you know, you always love to tell us how you are already awake for the London game. But these are the real games. These are the morning, early afternoon games. So we're going to talk about those and a whole bunch more when we come back. More in this league and some Week 8 action. Bogman and the Welsh, don't go anywhere.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's in this league.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
If you enjoy playing daily fantasy sports, but you're sick of dealing with professionals using algorithms to select hundreds of lineups and entries, go try the Props Builder tool at mybookie.ag. Forget having to create multiple lineups, ditch the hassle of dealing with late scratches, and avoid experts winning 90% of the money. Invest in the players that you want without salary caps. And if you sign up for a new account using the promo code FNTSY, you can receive a 50% deposit bonus. No more dealing with late lineup scratches, no experts to compete against, just you and the prop that you choose. Go to mybookie.ag, enter promo code FNTSY upon sign up. Choose your matchups using the Props Builder tool. That's mybookie.ag, promo code FNTSY. Also, a bookie that wouldn't potentially take out a kneecap. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo.
Hey, where's that money? Can you imagine?
I watched Goodfellas the other day. It was on.
Oh, really?
I just watch it whenever it's on.
Does it hold up?
It's still good, yeah. Still crazy.
I don't I don't watch enough TV anymore.
I usually don't. It's like because it's rare that I'm home during the day. So like, but I was the other day. I was just doing stuff, you know, working on sheets and stuff like that. And Goodfellas was on. I'm like, yep, I'm gonna watch this.
You want to know what the greatest thing about my cable has been? It only holds one piece of weight here. It's that late at night, because my TV consumption, 90%, I shouldn't say that, 75% of my TV consumption tends to happen late at night when everyone's asleep. The rest, which by the way, most of it is done via like Netflix, but my actual TV consumption is like 75%. But what it is me laying in bed with my laptop and logging into different places that I can get my DirecTV. Like my DirecTV will allow me to do all the things. Like I'm doing it in the studio right now. I got like game on my TV, but it's connected.
Fox Sports Go app.
It's like connected via DirecTV and all that type of stuff. Like that's how I watch my TV. It's never live anymore. Also why, you know, get in a little investing there, Bogman. Get my Robinhood app up. Maybe make sure I'm purchasing some online things, some online TV services. Little Disney.
Is it Jamie Foxx and the guy from what are the British spy movies?
The Kingsman?
Yes, the Kingsman.
Kingsman?
Right. Are those two going to be in the next Robin Hood remake? I think I just saw a commercial for that.
I 100% saw a commercial for that. I don't know the context of what I saw. I saw 10 seconds and I saw Jamie Foxx with like some stuff on him. And I saw the guy from the Kingsman and it said Robin Hood. And all I thought was like, is this the Robin Hood what Dave Chappelle was in? Is that what Jamie Foxx is playing? Remember?
Is this like when Danny McBride and Thor are going to remake Crocodile Dundee? Is this for real?
And it wasn't.
Yeah, it was like just an Australia tourism ad.
So lame. Still pisses me off to that day. I don't watch that movie. How did they not go then make that movie?
I don't know. Probably scheduling. I'm sure Danny McBride is very busy this time.
I'm sure it's not Thor that's busy. I'm sure it's a Danny McBride. All right, back to the games. We're looking at all the Week 8 games. We're picking the Lions. We're picking the over-unders. Any fantasy nuggets we're going to get in there, too. The Jets at the Bears. The 3-4 Jets at the 3-3 Bears. Bears are favored by 8. The over-under is 44. Mitch Trubisky been pretty solid this season. Isaiah Crowell is going to be the main guy in the backfield with, though, Elijah McGuire. It's not going to just be him. I fooled you there. No more Bilal Powell. He's out for the year. The Bears end on the wide receiver side is a little bit in question right now. We don't know if Allen Robinson is going to be a go, which kind of makes me a little bit excited about Anthony Miller. But what do you think about this game? Any fantasy nuggets? Do you trust Crowell? Do you think this is going to be a spot where Crowell has maybe a one-week opportunity to be the full go-to guy before they hand over some to Elijah McGuire? Do you think Elijah McGuire is going to kind of take just straight up that Bilal Powell role?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to. I think Trenton Cannon is the guy that's been working with them. So I think that him and Eli kind of split that second back share. So
I forgot you're a Trenton Cannon guy.
I'm not so much a Trenton Cannon guy, like, but what it really is I'm not guy coming right straight off the IR guy. So Elijah McGuire is better than I cannot speak tonight. I don't know what my problem is.
I'm really worried about you.
Yeah, it might be all over for me. We'll see.
How many sodas have you had today?
Only two.
Only two.
Yeah, there's like none yesterday in my house, so. I only had one yesterday.
Okay, how many do you think the week you've consumed?
It's not sodas. It's the horrible, horrible diet. I had Wendy's and a steak today. So, yeah, it's not good.
That's not great.
It's not the sodas, all right? I've been drinking water a bunch.
Fair enough. I mean, the soda's not helping, but either it's the Wendy's or the steak.
Wendy's and a steak. Yeah, it's not. I'm not eating the best right now. So, and I have pizza in the fridge. But I'm more concerned about Eli McGuire coming straight off the IR, and then what are they going to give him 15 touches coming straight off the IR? I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, but you're acting like Elijah McGuire, like he just got healthy yesterday, and they're like, all right, you're good to go. No, he was just activate. He was able to be active off of the IR, so that means he's good to go.
But he also hasn't been playing in games, and Trenton Cannon has.
Okay. I know I'm not trying to take your Trenton Cannon away from you. I know it's very important.
It's not. I'm not like a Trenton Cannon guy. I'm just not a whatever. I'm not going to explain myself 10 times. So, no, I'm going to go with the Bears and take the over in this game.
All right. You know, I'm actually going to surprise. I'm going to take the Jets on the points.
You would.
And I did go. What did I go this week? 8-5 on the.
Yeah. You, take the Jets. And yeah, go 8-5. Let's see you do it again.
I'm gonna take the stupid Jets 8-5 on the line,
and I'm gonna go the under because I'm just gonna go the opposite of what Bogman picks because his picks. But you know what? You're picking first for the rest of the time.
I'm gonna go the over.
All the rest of the picks, you're picking first. Jets in the under, right? I was right.
No, I'm taking the over.
Yeah, whatever.
Getting all worked up about it. Taking the
whatever.
Over.
Over in the trying Jets. To work myself into my stroke to get this over with.
You've already got there. You're halfway there. All right. The Buccaneers, there's my eyes again. What is it? The 3-3 Bucks at the 4-3 Bengals. Bengals are favored by 3.5. Over under is 54.5. Andy Dalton, 15 touchdowns on the year, been pretty solid. Joe Mixon's been going. I mean, we kind of talked about this on the Black Book.
What's the over you have? I'm sorry.
54.5.
Okay.
The conversation.
That's the only line that you listed that hasn't moved. So
oh, really?
Far.
Joe, and I don't think he was wrong about this at all, was kind of like, this is a huge Bengals stack as far as whatever it is. You know, play your Bengals. Not that you would not play like a guy like Tyler Boyd. You're going to play the obvious guys, but get your Bengals out there. DFS, get your Bengals out there. What do you think, though? Are the Bucks going to make this interesting, or is this going to be a lot of Cincinnati? You know?
Man, I just think that Cincinnati is by far the better team in this game. Like, I think the defense has got to play better, but they're very, very banged up, the Bengals, especially on the defensive side. No perfect, no vigil in this game. So I think I'm definitely going to take the over because of the Cincinnati banged up defense and the Tampa Bay horrific defense. So I think the over for me is a lock. Picking between these two teams, you know, Cincinnati likes to start off like a bottle rocket and then just bury some games. So I want to take Tampa Bay, but everything in me says I can't do it. So I'm going to take Cincinnati, and I'm going to go the over in this game.
Yeah, I'm in complete agreement with you. I'm going to take Cincinnati and the over on this one. I think
you were supposed to do the picks first. You do the next one first.
Well, I mean, I'll ask you some analysis, and then we can bring it back to me on the pick, and I'll do that first. But I agree with you on this one. I think this is a Bengals game. It's at home. I think that it's actually being a little bit generous with the with a line, and I mean, maybe the over-under is going to get a little bit of tricky with us. You know, Andy Dalton was kind of a stink fest last week, and he had a prime matchup, but this will be like classic Dalton, where he'll have less of a better matchup, and he's going to throw for like 3 touchdowns, and Joe Mixon's going to be running all over, and then the Bucks are going to, you know, they're going to do their thing. Do you think Ronald Jones or Peyton Barber?
I think you have to say Peyton Barber, but I think if Ronald, like if they got split carries, like if this was if they split evenly, it's kind of like the Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake situation in Miami, where I know that Ronald Jones is better and he has a better chance to rip one off if he's getting as many carries, and Peyton Barber's kind of your steady running into the back of the line, jam it down their throat kind of player. He's good, but he's not what Ronald Jones is explosively. So I would say I still think Barber gets, like, I think this is like a 20-10 touches thing if there's 30 touches between those guys instead of a 15-15. So I think in that case, you got to take Barber.
Okay. Seahawks at the Lions, 3-3 to 3-3, both them teams. Lions are favored by 3. It's like a numerical like fest here of 3-3-3-3.
Numerical fest.
Yeah.
I believe that's the name of this game.
It might be. 49 is the over-under. Kerryon Johnson, amazing game last week. Everyone's hope is that it's going to kind of continue through, though they have got 3 great receivers that I think that holds everybody back. No Theo Riddick, which is a positive. There's still a Garrett Blunt, but no Theo Riddick to lay back on here. So, what you think about Lions and Seahawks? Oh, my.
So I think that Seattle doesn't match up well offensively against Detroit. They have run the ball better recently Seattle has. I just don't know if that's going to keep happening. You know, they traded Detroit traded for a new defensive tackle. It looks like Ziggy Ansah may be coming back. So with adding Snacks Harrison and Ziggy Ansah, I'm not 100% sure that Snacks is playing this week, but he got traded early in the week, so he probably
I mean, remember Pete Carroll was trolling like, you don't need to show up for this game. Get right.
So I think they should get better against the run. And they've been decent against the pass, but you always have to wonder, because it still is early in the season. You know, we've only played six games so far. Are they good against the pass because they're so bad against the run, right? No team has to run against the, or has to pass against them because the running game is working. So I don't think Seattle matches up well. So I think this is more of a Detroit game for me. What are you thinking, since you have to pick first?
I was wondering, I'm like, is Vogtman going to pick again? I thought you were going to do it. I am going to go, I like what you went with all that. I'm going to go Detroit in the under on this
Detroit
one.
Detroit in the under.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe a little bit stinky to start the game. Maybe some fireworks in the second half. Russ kind of keeps them in. And maybe this is like a, you know, 23-20 type of a game.
Yeah, I think I like that. I think I like Detroit in the under too, because this is it's one of the higher overs of the week. I mean, we got a couple up in the 50s here, but I mean, I could easily see this being a 24-17 game and not be surprised. So, yeah,
and I better be 24-20 if I want that three there. The Broncos and the Chiefs, 3-4 Broncos, no swag, Kelly, folks. To the 6-1 Chiefs, Kansas City is favored by 9.5. The over under is 53.5. Patrick Mahomes is already over 20 passing touchdowns. He's got 22 on the year, 2,200 passing yards. Kareem Hunt has been fantastic. Tyreek Hill has been fantastic. Overall, it's been all Chiefs on the Broncos end. No Royce Freeman. This should be heavy doses of Philip Lindsay. We're going to see some Devontae Booker sprinkled in there as well. And then we've obviously got the Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders situation. I like, as people would know, I put him in one of the DFS lineups. I like Case Keenum here. I feel a little bit gun shy after Andy Dalton had this same matchup and kind of squandered it. But, you know, not every situation is built the same.
Are you ready for a stat that'll blow your mind? I just read this.
Let's do it.
I'm going to double check it real quick. But Case Keenum has fewer points than Ryan Fitzpatrick still.
Really?
Let's see. I'm in just your standard Fantrax league I'm looking at right now. I'm going to just type both their names in. Actually, I can look because Fitzpatrick is a free agent. He has 119 points in this league. And okay, so Keenum has him by 5 points in our league. So, but that's it. Case Keenum has 5 more points than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Wow.
Is that changing your mind on Case Keenum and your confidence in him at all?
I mean,
look, you know, Philip Lindsay's been running in touchdowns too, and so is Royce Freeman. No Royce Freeman in this one though.
Well, yeah, and that's why I like Philip Lindsay a lot.
Let me see here. Let me just look at the stats here. Let's see. It is 8 touchdowns to 9 interceptions for Case Keenum with 1,848 yards. Looking up at Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I mean, and I'm not saying like Case Keenum is like, you know, the be all end all or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, I think this is a guy that you could you might be able to sneak in a 3 touchdown performance, maybe 1 to Philip Lindsay, maybe even 2 to Emmanuel Sanders. Like, I think the wideouts are going to benefit. Cortland Sutton's another one of those guys. Like, I could see Cortland Sutton sneaking in some decent value in this matchup. I just think there's going to be a lot of passing. And just like you said, like, I think Devontae Booker, he'll step into the Royce Freeman role, but if the Broncos are going to be from behind, they're also going to be slinging the ball. So that's what I'm kind of banking on here, and hopefully, you know, not a turnover machine or anything like that.
Looking at Fitzpatrick has 11 touchdowns to 5 picks and 1,356 yards. So he has 500 fewer pass yards, right around there, but he has 3 more touchdowns in only 4 games played for Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, it's just a weird stat.
It is a weird stat.
What did you say you're going, since you have to pick first?
I'm gonna go Denver and the over. just Denver to cover. You know, it's a lot of points, 9.5. I don't think Denver is a garbage team. Maybe having Royce Freeman out and a little focus on Phillip Lindsay, maybe it's going to hone him in a little bit, and they're going to be able to move. They're going to be able to move against Kansas City. It's really going to come down to how much can Kansas City not let, or how much can Denver stop Kansas City from moving. So if there is a little bit of a halt, maybe Denver can keep it relatively close. So I'm going to go Denver, but I'm going to still stick the over.
I keep flip-flopping on this game because everything I've seen from Patrick Mahomes makes me want to.
He's so good.
It makes me want to take them. But I believe this game from earlier this season was, I might be thinking of the Chargers game. Have these teams played yet already this season?
That's a good question. I don't know why I'm not remembering.
I can't remember if it was against the, it must have been against the Chargers where, the Chargers had to win it by like a walk-off field goal or something. I'm trying to look it up as we're talking here to see Kansas City's schedule so far. I don't know if they've played Denver yet. Let's see. They beat Denver 27-23 in week 4. So it was a very, very close game. So for that reason, I'm going to take Denver because I think this is a division game that plays closer than 9.5. And that is actually the direction that the spread has moved. It was 10 yesterday, 9.5 today. So I'm going to take Denver, but I'm going to go with you on the over in that one because just both defenses have looked bad. I know Denver looked good against Arizona last week, but it was against Arizona last week. So
yeah, exactly. All right. When we come back, we'll finish these suckers off. We haven't even gotten to the afternoon games here. What the hell? We got the Redskins and Giants, your Steelers and the Browns. And as we get into the afternoon, we've got the Packers and Rams might be the game of the week, my 49ers and Cardinals and more. So stick around. One more segment. Bogman of the Welsh in this league right here on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league,
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in this league.
In the dark.
Endless love and endless podcasts and content and love for you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to all 3 hours. If you done so, if you missed any of it, you can go back and listen on demand over on Spotify. Go to fantasysportsnetwork.com/radio. They've got all of them posted there as well. The podcast is in all the usual suspects. That's where you can find us. And when you do it, you'll probably come across the litany of In This League podcasts all across different sports. All, for the most part, hosted by Bogman and I. There's a couple co-hosts in there when you get into the college ranks. But the major stuff, the important, important sports, that's where Bogman and the Welsh are. Well, college is fine.
College is important. More people should be playing it. Now that it's on a bigger provider, Yahoo, which, like Yahoo does, they like to half-ass things. So they only did Power 5 teams this year. If they actually add the entire roster and all the teams next year.
What's, like, the biggest player that they've left out because of that?
Devin Singletary, the running back for FAU.
Oh, wow. Really? That's even someone I know.
I mean, he's the I don't know how great of an NFL prospect he is. He's probably closer to a third rounder, but he scores tons of touchdowns for FAU. So he is not in there because they only do Power 5 teams. So
that's lame. But Fantrax, they got you hooked up there, right?
Right. Fantrax got it all.
Got it all, baby. So go check it out. All right. Let's get back to it. We're looking at the week 8 games. We're going through lines. We're going through fantasy plays. And we've gotten ourselves to a division game. The 4-2 Redskins. That actually surprised me for some reason. I didn't even realize that. Against the 1-6 Giants. And the Giants are favored by 1. How about that? The 4-2
the Giants
team.
Are favored by 1.
Giants are a 1-point favorite. Over under is 44. Saquon Barkley been fantastic. Odell Beckham.
44?
Yeah, 44. What do you
that
have?
Moved a point and a half from yesterday. It was 42.5 and a pick yesterday.
They like some points to be scored then. All right, so yeah. What do you think? There's no, who's out on this game? Jamison Crowder is out. What, do they have any receivers? Does Washington have anybody?
They got Vernon Davis, and Jordan Reed somehow has made it to week eight. So
yeah, can you believe it, by the way, the amount of injuries that Washington's had, not one has been Jordan Reed.
Not one
it's incredible.
Has been Jordan Reed.
It's incredible. So, that's a stat. That's a stat, man.
Oh, man. I just like, I feel like, why are people taking the over in this game? Like, the Giants can't get out of their own way to score a touchdown. They're terrible on offense. They have great players, too. Saquon is amazing.
They have the most
elegant 9-yard scampers you've ever seen in your life.
I don't know, man. Like, the Giants are a trap for me. They're a major trap for me because
is Washington. Washington beats Green Bay and then, you know, loses to some other loser ass team.
And, you know, and they're the opposite end of the trap. Like, I think Washington is garbage when I look at them. And the Giants, I think they're more talented than Washington. Like, I fall into the trap. I think this is a spot where Washington can put some points up, or that the Giants can put some points up. Shepard, Odell, Evan Ingram is back. You know, I think he was back last week, but, you know, a little bit more back. I actually like the Giants to move the ball a little bit. Bogman, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to take the Giants and I'm going to take the over.
Giants in the over, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. It's tough. I don't like doing it, but Washington, you know, the amount of assets that they have, it kind of keeps going down. I mean, if Chris Thompson is out there with Adrian Peterson, that definitely helps the cause, but I'm going to stick with it.
I'm going to go the opposite, man. Washington's won the last two games in a row that they played against Dallas and against Carolina. This is a road game. They're not as good on the road. But, I mean, like, I really don't know what to expect out of this game. But most of these games go under 20-17, 23-17. They lost big to New Orleans. This Green Bay game that they won had 48 points, 30 points in a loss to the Colts, and 30 points in a win over the Cardinals. Most of Washington's games go under.
That's a good
what
point.
What I saw from the Giants last week, I don't have much faith in their offense. Although they have the weapons to come together, it's just Eli has to show up, and he just hasn't been.
Yeah. So you're going opposite. You're going Washington and the under.
Washington and the under. Not to be a contrarian, but because of reasons.
Yeah. I like that. Because of reasons.
Because of reasons.
Your game that Bogman will be honed in on. The Pittsburgh Steelers are hosting the Browns. The Browns 2-4-1. That's like two seasons worth of wins for them. The Steelers are 3-2-1. They tied last time. Pittsburgh is favored by 8.5. The over under is 49. James Conner, you feel the looming Lev Bell stuff, even though we talked a lot about it on the podcast. No, but I'm just saying, like, Lev Bell looms over this team, whether he comes back in week 9, whether he comes back in week 12, or he doesn't come back at all. He's always looming over James Conner, I think. And James Conner has been such a great asset this year. But what do you think about it? Ben at home against Cleveland. It's a second week without Carlos Hyde, so this is a Nick Chubb game. Seems like this is a pretty good spot for him. So where are the pluses and the minuses here?
This should be like, I feel like this should be the easy Cleveland win, because we always have a struggle Cleveland game and then an easy Cleveland game. And obviously we tied with them week one.
You're saying the easy win for the Steelers over Cleveland.
Right. Yeah. Cleveland usually doesn't beat Pittsburgh. So, but I mean, this is a better Cleveland team. So I'm definitely going with the over, because Pittsburgh's defense has played well the previous 2 weeks. They're coming off a bye this week. I just don't buy that is going to keep happening for the rest of the season. The defense is still bad. So I am definitely going to go with Pittsburgh, and I'm going to go with the over for sure.
All right. I am going to go
division game. Like, I wouldn't blame you for going with Cleveland.
I kind of want to go. You know what? I'm going to go Cleveland, but I'm going to stick with the over, like with you. Like, I think Pittsburgh is going to take this game, but Cleveland played them really close last time. And yeah, I feel comfortable with that, because Pittsburgh could easily win this by 7, and I'm still going to get my coverage here.
Right.
So I'm going to go Cleveland and the over on that one. All right. Powering through here, we have got the 4-3 Ravens at the 4-2 Cleveland or Carolina Panthers. Baltimore is a 3-point favorite on the road. Over under is 44. Christian McCaffrey, you have cursed. What do we do here?
I think you got to go with defense in this game, and I'm going to take Baltimore, and I'm going to go with the under in this one.
I am going to go.
Even though you should have to pick first.
I should. Well, yeah, fun team sport here. We're a team sport here. Team. We go back and forth. I am torn on this one because I just don't love Baltimore. Carolina.
I think both offenses are a little, they're not inept, but both the defenses in this game are better than the offenses. That's why I would go with the under.
That's a great point. Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go Baltimore in the under as well. I'm going to take that. All right. Next up, we are now getting to the afternoon games. Colts, 2-5 Colts. Joe Pisapia has anointed them Super Bowl champions. To the 1-5 Amari Cooperless Oakland Raiders. By the way, I found out, fun fact about the is
and
John
all Joe
Gruden
said
gone
is
yet?
The Colts could still win the division, which isn't out of the realm of possibility. It's just not likely.
Yeah, well, it's make the playoffs, win the Super Bowl, all that stuff. the website is Gruden gone. It apparently doesn't connect if you're not on, like I had it open as a tab, but I didn't have it open.
You have to be on the screen.
Yeah, so it wasn't collecting the proper numbers. I'm assuming he would have made like $5,000 during the time of our show, way
at least
more than we make in our show. Like,
yes,
all the money more. what do you think here? Indianapolis is favored by 3. Over-under is 50.5. What we got?
Man, so I think this is an easy Indianapolis win.
Agreed.
Oakland is kind of in shambles with trading Amari Cooper. Marshawn Lynch goes on the IR. They're cutting people left and right. Like, they know they're packing it in for this year. I'm afraid of them kind of giving up. Derek Carr can't throw the ball down the field.
Without crying?
I mean.
Hard to hit your receivers when there's tears in your eyes.
I think I would cry if I was Derek Carr. I can't really blame him for crying. Man, I'm going to take Indianapolis. I'm going to go with the under just because, like, we know Indy can score, but I don't know that Oakland can score. So I'm going to say Indianapolis in the under.
I'm going to go Indianapolis, but I'm going to take the over on this one because Indianapolis does score the crap out of the ball. And, you know, I think Oakland is going to feel like, I don't know how much they're going to try to establish Doug Martin in the passing game so much, but they're going to be chasing their tails. You still got Jared Cook. You still got Jordy Nelson. You know, they've got some weapons in the air that, and Derek Carr's still going to throw the ball probably 45 times at minimum. So if I think Indianapolis is going to put up 30 plus points, I think it's very likely that the Raiders put up some here. So I'll go over, but I'm going to stick with Indianapolis as well. We have got probably the game of the week, the Packers, the 3-2-1 Packers at the 7-0 Rams, best team in the NFL. Rams are favored by 9. The over-under is 57. Good Lord. Todd Gurley, the greatest player. Is he? Is Todd Gurley the, what level of athlete is he in sports? Of dominance, think dominance for a second of their sport. Like you got.
Well, I think if he puts up like a, you know, back to back 18-20 touchdown seasons, then you got to say that he's in there with like LaDainian and Priest Holmes as far as fantasy.
Well, I'm talking current right now. I'm saying current of all sports. Like think of dominance in a sport right now. So think
he's like Steph Curry.
Like, yeah, you've got Steph Curry. You've got Mike Trout. And then I might argue that Todd Gurley might be the most dominant in his sport.
I mean, right now it's between him and it's between Todd Gurley and Patrick Mahomes for this season, at least.
Yeah,
I'd say overall, like if you're putting resumes together, it's probably Antonio Brown.
OK, well, but this season, though.
No,
I'm not looking at resumes.
Well, that's what I just said. I said, if you're looking at resumes, I would say Antonio Brown. But I said, if you're looking at this year, Patrick Mahomes and Todd Gurley.
Had to find a way to get Antonio Brown into the best player conversation.
Do you disagree with me?
Resumes, I'm not sure I would. He's in conversation. I 100% agree. If you look at resumes of dominance of a player in a sport, he's in conversation. But when we start opening up like resumes, I think Mike Trout expands. A lot. And
yeah,
but Antonio Brown gets in that. He's like probably like top 6.
Well, Brady is, if you're saying resumes, Brady's number 1.
Oh yeah, good point. That's a very good point. All right, so back at it. 57 is the over under. Rams are favored by 9. How do you approach this? All the numbers are big here.
I mean, I just like I'm not going to go against the Rams until it's like multiple weeks in a row that they let me down. So I think you have to take the Rams here. The score, I mean, biggest over of the week, it almost begs you to take the under, doesn't it?
I'm I'm going Green Bay and the under.
Green Bay and the under.
All I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you still have Aaron Rodgers. If there's a player that can keep this from being a double-digit loss.
But isn't it like 75% of Aaron Rodgers? Which is still better than most quarterbacks.
Fair enough. I mean, I think this is a Jimmy Graham game. We've got Devontae Adams. I think we've got the majority of all the guys back. So, no, I'm going to go. I actually feel comfortable with the Green Bay side on the line. The over-under I feel less confident about because no doubt could this be a 32-35 game. But I'm, like you said, it does kind of tease me to take the under, and I'm going to do it.
All right, I'm definitely taking the Rams. I'm going to say the Rams and...
You
got
to take the over then, right? All right, well, I guess to your point, if you think
you
they're going
to
just
to
whoop them.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the over. Okay. Rams and the over.
All right. Three more games here. My 49ers, the 1-6, going against the 1-6 Cardinals out here in Arizona. The Niners.
Skip it.
The Niners are a favorite here, Bogman, a road favorite, 1.5 with Beathard, and the over-under is 41. Beat Hard has been beat hardish. Matt Breida is questionable, though it may look like he's going to play, but it's such a crapshoot beat with
Mouse.
We're
excited about Mike McCoy, blah, 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 blah. We both take San Francisco in the under. What's next?
I'm going to take San Francisco in the over.
Okay, San Francisco on the over.
Yeah, I'm going to go over, but I
why over
take San
though?
Francisco.
Like I have to hear it. Why over?
Well, I mean, I think the Cardinals are going to be a little bit more efficient on offense as they go David Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald, and I think the 49ers they score points incredibly, and both of these defenses are going to struggle. So I think this is more about struggling defense than this is struggling offense.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I like that.
I
mean,
I don't feel
that,
like
that
confident
sense.
About it or anything like that. But
yeah,
I, like
yeah,
the,
I just think this is an easy Niners win, right?
Yeah. But 49ers scored 30 points against Minnesota.
Right. Exactly. That's I understand that. I just don't know. Like, I'm more concerned about Arizona scoring points at all. Like, I know they're changing offensive coordinators, but that is a change made because it's been so terrible.
You know what I love?
So far this year.
The 49ers are 0-4 on the road, and the Cardinals are 0-4 at home. Like, so something's got to bend here.
I hope they tie. Yeah. Wouldn't that be the best?
Oh, God, that would be funny. All right, the Sunday night game. It is the 5-1 Saints against the 4-2-1 Minnesota Vikings. Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, I don't know if there's still a definitive yet in everybody's mind of how it's going to play out outside of them both hurting each other. Adam Thielen is... You know, outside of Todd Gurley, right now, Adam Thielen is the most exciting NFL player. He's
going to
go. You
keep wanting to put the D on the end of his name, I hear.
Thielen, yeah, I want to say Thielen.
Thielen,
yeah,
right.
And we are looking for Adam Thielen to break the record of 100-yard games to start a season, which would make 8. He's got 5 touchdowns on the year. Kirk Cousins, he's been rather studly. So what do you think? This is, I mean, this is if the Packers-Rams isn't the game of the week, it's this one.
I mean, the Saints haven't lost since that week one tragedy that bounced everybody in Survivor. So I'm going to take the Saints.
Oh, I didn't. Did I even give you the lines? I didn't even give you the lines. New Orleans is favored by 1.5, and the over-under
really?
Is 53.
Really? Because it was Minnesota by 1 yesterday.
Yeah, New Orleans favored by 1.5. Over-under is 53.
All right, I'm definitely going with the under. So I think both these teams... I mean, they can both score, but I feel like this one is just like the over is too obvious in this one. I'm going to take New Orleans and I'm going to go with the under. I think it's a 3-point game for New Orleans, which beats that 1.5.
I'm going to go Minnesota in the over.
Minnesota in the
yeah,
over.
Minnesota in the over. Contrarian. All right. Last one in here under the clock here. We have got the
Patriots over.
Patriots against the Bills. 5-2 Patriots. The Bills
both
are 2-5.
It.
Holy. Do you know what line do you have for the Patriots?
14.
It is 14. The over under is 44.5. Holy cow.
Who cares?
I mean, I'm going Patriots and I'm going with the under too. I think this is 35.
You're not going with the under?
I think it's 35
no, you're
to
not.
Nothing.
No, this is at least 42-0. At least. So you can go with
yeah,
the under
so,
if
yeah,
that's
so,
what you think.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, whatever, dude. I'm taking the over. Like, maybe the Bills sneak in a touchdown in garbage time, but New England's definitely scoring 6 touchdowns in this game.
It's so confident. You're like mad about it. You're like, whatever, dude. This is
yeah,
they're
I mean,
score 12
like,
touchdowns.
It's just like you see these matchups once in a while where it's just it looks like Alabama versus the deaf and blind. Like it's 66-0. It's 72-0. Like it's these ridiculous Patriot games. And, you know, Belichick just never lets up on the gas and Brady never wants to come out of the game. I mean, I think he has to with his age. But
yeah, once it's 35-0, then he'll come out of the game. And then
okay, 35-0, he'll come out of the game.
And they'll maybe, score one touchdown. It'll be 42.
Or the Destroyer, or whoever it is, will throw a couple picks, and Buffalo will
all
score.
All right, we can't keep arguing about this. That's the show. Tweet at us. Is it the Les Bogman Sports about the Patriots-Bills game? Tell us what's up. Find us at InThisLeague.com. Have so much fun checking out the podcast, and join us next week right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. Have a great Week 8 weekend. Talk to you guys next week.
See ya.